We are doing a big shuffle up here because every day you make plans for how the day is going to go and just what you want to accomplish, and then it never goes exactly like you think it will. So we've made some switches around at the last minute. We've had a microphone die, so we're waiting for batteries to arrive, and I need to get my book from the middle there. Actually, I can have you move to the other side. Actually, if you could move to the other
side, and I'll move here. Okay.
Oh, there. Well. Yeah,
he had
planned
to give it to you. So. Oh. He's going to
give it to you.
I'm a villain, by the way.
We are so blessed to be here. I cannot tell you, because we count this as our home church, but we go all over the place, because we have been blessed to know you guys for so long. You are family to us. Starting 8 years ago, we started a small band. Steve was one of the founding members, Rock of
that
Gibraltar.
That makes me feel old. That and Skylar telling me about my gray beard being a no-go. Where is that one?
And we started off playing a show by Andrew Peterson, but the next program, that was a Christmas program, the next program at Easter, God laid it on these two godly men's hearts and our oldest daughter Chantel to write their own set of music for Easter, and we called it Arise Shine. Nathan Rodehaver was with us. His wife played flute with us. We had Brian and Cheryl along, and Stephanie is always part of the band. But we're very blessed. So over the years, we've had different people come and go, but we are mostly the Chamberlain family and Steve. And today, because our oldest, first off, our middle daughter, Arabella, is in Texas. Hi, Arabella! You should be packing up and getting ready to get on the bus. And our oldest daughter and her husband got dreadfully sick between 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning this morning. So we've had a quick shuffle, and Lisa Janes has been gracious enough to hop on board this bus and see where it goes.
At least so. For the program, though, she has to be called Bella.
Yeah.
Bella. For beautiful, beautiful one. Life,
but I am sorry if I do accidentally call her Bella.
It's okay.
And if you ever see that deer in the headlight look on us, it's because we're like, okay, normally we do something different here, and what am I supposed to do now? So just at that point, everyone just pray. But that leads us into the first song, because our first song is all about prayer. Let me tell you about our program. The program, this worship set that we've created this season, was spearheaded by my husband, Rob. He's the guitarist, the handsome man at the guitar and keys. And he and the Lord would meet early in the morning, and I don't know when, but he came up with all of the ideas for the songs from the idea that this world is desperate for hope. So he named the show, Hope Leads Me On. It's important in these times of unrest in the world to know where we can turn to find hope, peace, and comfort, and where we can turn when all we hear on the news and from the world is despair. Our Lord has made it clear. He is our peace, our comfort. This world is not our home, and it is our worth and our purpose are not of this world. God wants us to know the purpose of our lives, and our hope in this life can only be found in our Lord and Creator, Jesus Christ. In Acts 17:27 and verse 28, it says that God is not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being. Our desire is that everyone here this morning and watching worldwide web will leave this service knowing that the hope we need to move forward in life cannot be found in our work or our home, our family, our money, in great parades and waving of palm branches at the wrong things. It has to exist in Jesus Christ. And this hope is very real. Jesus is the true hope for this world, the only true hope for your life, and the only true hope for eternity. So our prayer today is that we will inspire you by the Holy Spirit, Lord, to look to God and to the scriptures to find real hope in times of trouble and in times of doubt, and that hope that is found only in Jesus will lead you on in your journey of discovery as you find God's will and purpose for your life. Romans 5, verses 1 through 5 reads, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us by Christ." The only other person I have not introduced is our youngest daughter, Anna, who's very shy. You might not notice her up here, but she's going to take the lead in the first song and the second song now. Well, we'll share the second song, because normally Arabella would do that. So I hand it over. So what should we do?
Grace that we receive. So they can and you can, and I can find a peace in Jesus' name. So you will and I will find the love of Jesus still remains today. So rejoice in hope, be patient in your trials, and pray, pray, pray. So rejoice in hope, be patient in your trials, and pray, 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 pray. Rejoice in hope, be ready with your smile today, and pray. Don't be mistaken, trials are a part of life, my friend. But you can and I can, we can call on Jesus to the end. And they will and you will, and I'll find the strength in Jesus' name. Then you'll know and I'll know that the love of Jesus will remain the same. So rejoice in hope, trials, and pray, 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 pray. Rejoice in hope, be ready with your smile today, 'cause Jesus lifts you up when you fall down. He can make your frown turn upside down. If you need a place to rest your soul, Jesus gives us hope and won't let go. So rejoice in hope, be patient in your trials, and pray, 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 pray. Rejoice in hope, be ready with your smile today, and pray.
Okay, we're going to ask if you can whistle with us. This gives us a chance to relax our smile muscles, because you can't smile and whistle.
their eyes.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've been thinking a lot about since we started this study on hope was an acronym for hope. You know, that's where you take the letters of the word and you make a phrase to help remind you of what that word means. So here's what I came up with. You guys tell me what you think. So for hope, H-O-P-E stands for having our punishment excused.
Right? Yeah.
Or how about God is hope? That is, God is hearing our prayers every day.
Unlike my dad, who can't hear at all.
What was that? Oh, well, anyway, those two things give me hope.
Okay, how about this? Hope means helping our people eternally.
Ooh, I like that.
Hey, I know. For Lisa, she'd want it to mean having only pizza every day.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I think I'd be okay with that. And for Anna, I think it would be hundreds of puppies everywhere.
Oh, wait a second. Hundreds of puppies is not hope. That's cleanup.
Okay, here's the best way I think we can sum up hope. H is for hearing from God. O is for opening our hearts. P is for praying for salvation. And E is for finding eternity.
Hmm. So if I hear from God, open my heart, and pray for salvation, how will I know if I've found eternity?
That's where faith comes in, Lisa.
So how does faith work?
Well, faith is a gift from God. He gives it to us so we can know in our hearts that what he says is true. And despite what anyone or any circumstance might try to tell you, you'll know you're saved. Essentially, it's God giving us the gift of allowing us to believe, and then because we believe, we have hope.
Hey, you know what? I have an acronym for faith also. Huh. And you guys are going to like this one. F-A-I-T-H stands for frosting and ice cream tastes heavenly. You know, anytime I have a big bowl of ice cream or a piece of cake with lots of frosting, it renews my hope.
Yeah, I could use some faith like that too.
I think I'd like to have faith at least several times a week.
Yeah, you know, I think I've enjoyed faith my whole life, especially the F for frosting.
You know, I'm looking at those cupcakes over there, and there's a lot of faith on all them cupcakes. But anyway, okay, faith is not about snacks. Although I do have faith the next time any of these guys end up at the Walmart without me, there'll probably be cake and ice cream in the basket.
Okay, well then how about this for a acronym? F-A-I-T-H stands for Forsaking All, I Take Him.
Hey, you know, that's more like it. Receiving faith from God gives us hope, and when we have hope, it allows us to use our faith to forsake all others and choose God and His truths, no matter what the circumstances. Hey, Anna, you want to come over here and help me sing?
This is where Arabella or Chantel would have sung, but Anna doesn't have lyrics.
I'm believing that on the other side of the camera in Texas and at home, they are singing with us. Right, girls? Just sing a little louder. Normally she plays the drum on this one, so. And I'm waiting for you to come in.
Taken heart, I take him. The world may
His love washes over me. And even if my action is my sin attraction, mercy keeps me from defeat. When the sun stops shining and the storm starts spinning, His grace sets my spirit free. So everywhere that I go, everything that I know, I will lay it at His feet. Forsaken heart, take Him. He will be my one true friend. Forsaken heart.
You know, the Bible does say that two are better than one, and a triple braided, quadruple braided cord definitely will not fail. Did you know, there's something interesting about hope I recently learned. Did you know that the word hope appears in the Bible between 133 and 180 times, depending on which translation?
Well, you know what? That sounds a lot like around our house. I think I hear I hope for at least 133 times a day around our house. Let's see. I'm hoping for a new puppy. I'm hoping for a new guitar. Oh, she got a new guitar already. He doesn't have to hope anymore.
Oh, Steve got a new guitar.
You can always hope for an addition.
Well, that's right. I'm hoping for lots of stand-up comedy gigs.
Amen.
I'm hoping for. If I had a dollar for every time I heard I'm hoping for, we'd be rich enough not to need to hope anymore.
Sometimes, though, it feels like hope is all we have. But I guess hope is better than nothing, right?
You know, that's right, Lisa. And also, it's along the lines of where we're headed here. You know, in this world, people can survive without much food, water, shelter, clothing, transportation, or even affection. But without hope, many of us wouldn't last very long at all. Hope is the essence of the Christian faith. We hope to get to heaven one day. We hope that God will hear and answer our prayers. We hope that our labor isn't in vain. Oh, and we definitely hope to see our children and loved ones saved by Jesus' blood. Without hope, we would never be fully trusting in God with all our hearts. Hope is grasping for what we cannot see, but still we believe because of the assurance in our hearts from God. Job 11:18 says, "You will be secure because there is hope. You will look about you and take your rest in safety."
Here's my question. If there are 180 scriptures about hope in the Bible, which one addresses the "I'm hoping for a puppy" part? Because that's what I want to read. I want a new puppy, and I'm tired of waiting. So maybe if I look up that scripture, it'll give me some sort of timeline on this whole hoping and waiting business. You know, like, when will I get my new puppy?
Well, it doesn't quite work that way, Anna. The hope scriptures in the Bible give us the knowledge to know that no matter where we are or what we're going through, we have the security to know that Jesus is on our side and He is in our midst. We can't put our hope in anything else. It has to be placed in God and who He is. Did you know in Zephaniah 3:17 it says, "The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by His love, and He will exalt over you with loud singing."
I think hearing those words should bring hope to anyone who hears them. I know it does for me.
Thank you.
sin invades and tears the world apart and hides us from God's glory. But Jesus goes before you to
in life.
You know, I was thinking, if God is in our midst, why is it that I can't see him?
Well, Lisa, first off, I think that you can see him. Like, when you look at all the beauty in the world. Like, any time you look at flowers or the stars at night. And especially when you look at any puppy. And secondly, and most importantly, when you see the love of a Christian shown in actions to others. Then you're definitely seeing God in your midst.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that increases our hope in God is when we see others that have been saved taking action with their salvation. They've been blessed to know the truth of God's plan for their life, and they're sharing that with others.
So you're saying that hope in God can bring salvation?
Well, you know, it's kind of the opposite. You know, like you were talking about, Hosanna, save us, Lord. He hears that prayer. Then once you know that you've been saved, that brings you hope. The feeling that comes over you when you accept Christ into your heart and you're baptized, it's you feel the hope of eternity fill your heart. You know, in Ecclesiastes 3:11, it says, God has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he's put eternity in our hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end.
Yeah, you know what I think the Bible's pointing out here? Is that eternity has been put in our heart by God from the start so that we know internally that eternity is real. It's when we're saved, though, that we begin to have a hope in that eternity.
That's really great to know where you will spend eternity. And if you've been saved, I could see how that would give you hope to face rotten parts of the world.
Well, how about this? I have an acronym for saved also. And if you liked faith, you're really going to like this then. S-A-V-E-D stands for skip all veggies, eat dessert.
Remember, Dad,
that
your
sounds
daughter...
sounds like a good path to salvation,
oh,
right?
Oh, no. Your daughters who are listening online and here are going to remember what you said. They forget nothing, and they're going to be expecting to skip their veggies and move straight to eat dessert.
Ooh, that sounds good. I think I'll have some fate for dessert. Get it? Frosting and ice cream. Tastes heavenly.
Ooh, how about this for saved? Seeking animal varieties, especially dogs.
Oh, no. Okay, how about this for saved? Seeking God, accepting Jesus as your Lord, valuing the truth of his holy scriptures, experiencing the Holy Spirit and dying to self. That's what I think of.
Yeah, you know, when I think of salvation, I think your description seems right on target. You know, I find a great deal of hope in my salvation, knowing that I'll spend eternity with Jesus and with all my loved ones that have gone before me and all those that'll come after me.
No matter what this world offers you or tries to throw at you, it's the Word of God and the truth of our salvation that always brings me hope. Remember, in 1 Thessalonians 5:8, it says that, "But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation."
You know, it's pretty cool to know that on the day I gave my life to Christ, I was saved for all of eternity. And now I know that my hope for the future is in God and not in this world.
So I I can become all that I should be. So, Lord, I'm thanking you from on my knees. For saving me from my pain and misery, from the death that I deserve, and a shame that won't let go. But instead you've given me this hope eternally, this hope without reserve, and a hope that won't let go. Yes, so I'm thanking you. Jesus, you went to Calvary for me, and my sin was cast away when I believed. So, Lord, I'm thanking you from on my knees. Saving me. Ooh. Amen.
Well, I think the message today has been made clear that no matter what your situation, you don't need to feel hopeless as long as you have Jesus.
I urge you to go to the scriptures when you need hope. It is so full of the love of God that saves, and he wants to save you now. Hosanna in the highest. The Bible is clear we should find our hope in the word and truth of Jesus Christ. In Psalm 42:5, again in 42:11, and then again in Psalm 43:5, the Bible urges us to remember, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God.
You know, it almost sounds like the word hope and Jesus are interchangeable. Or you could say that hope is defined as Jesus.
Yeah, you know, Anna, Jesus is friendship, he's love, he's truth, he's healing, he's sustenance, guidance, justice, and so much more. And because of all these things, I think at least as one definition, you could say hope is defined as Jesus.
Well, it's that hope in Jesus that we should all choose to lead us through life.
I agree with you, Lisa. Jesus is the hope that will lead you through life, and we want anyone who is here today that doesn't know Jesus to know it is very easy to have his love and hope in your life. All you have to do is repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole. I repent of my sin, Lord, and I seek your hope in my life and hope for the eternal life that only you can give. Amen. if you said these words today or any words like these at any time, you have the hope of Jesus to lead you on.
This is the hope of Easter, that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, that he was crucified, dead, and buried. We must die as Christ did to our flesh. But then we get the joy of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, and that is a marvelous place to live. We pray that everyone here can feel that peace of knowing that Jesus is your hope and that he will lead you into his purpose and presence.
Sometimes I feel like I could touch the sky, way up high. But sunny days, they come and go, and I need something more than nature show to fill my soul. So up the mountain I will climb, keeping my eyes on the prize, reaching for the promises of God.
Where hope leads me on, to a place where I belong. And hope takes my hand and leads me right into the in front of me, that promise of eternity, knowing Jesus won the victory. Jesus, I belong. Heavenly Father, every day you have something planned beyond our expectation, beyond our understanding, beyond any dream we could possibly make. But we have to come to you. It's like having a ticket, and there's tickets that go somewhere, like you could have a ticket to take a train ride or a plane. But when you get to the gate, you find out that something's happened. I'm sorry, that ticket's no good here. I would hate for you to leave this life with the wrong ticket. The only ticket that will get you to heaven and your eternal rest is Jesus Christ. All other tickets lead you to a place you do not want to go when you leave this world. So, Lord, we pray that you will continue to work on every one of our hearts. For those of us that do not know you, keep knocking on that door. Keep leading them to other people that will point them to you. And for those of us that have this light of Christ, let us not hide it under a bushel. This is the time that people most need you, Lord. Today is the day of your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We all need healing of some kind. Whether it's physical, mental, or spiritual healing.
Our scripture for this morning, as we go ahead, Rob and Lynette, continue to play. We're ending our series on James. Let me just read where God has us for today. James chapter 5, verses 13 through 20. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call on the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. And the Lord will raise them up. If they've sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Elijah, being a human being even as we are, he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again, he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring him back, remember this: whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. This is the word of the Lord. We're going to sing a song called Healer. What I'd like to do this morning is acknowledge that the healer is here. He is our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our great physician. And I love the theme of the program this morning, that there is hope. Amen. There may be things that you're dealing with that may be of physical nature, emotional nature, financial in nature, but you know that that situation needs healing. And there may be situations in your life that you want to come and be the person that's prayed for. As the song is sung this morning, I'd like to invite you to come and just kneel, find a place here on these front chairs. And I'm going to ask a couple elders in our church to come, and we're going to lay our hands on you and anoint you with oil. because we believe this. There may be someone in your life that you know is struggling. They might not even be here today, but you want to come and represent their need this morning. I want to welcome you to do that today. There's a situation in your life that you know needs to be healed. And you're going to place your hope for healing in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what this is about. We don't pretend to prescribe when the Lord heals or how He heals. We're just saying, Lord Jesus, we're going to put our faith and hope and trust in You for our healing. Amen. Like to come and pray. There's space up here. We'll make room if there's not enough. You can kneel at the platform here, around the chairs in the front here. If the Lord is leading you, please come as we sing.
This is actually the bridge, but we're going to start with nothing is impossible. Soak into your soul. Nothing is impossible for You. You hold my world in Your hands. Heavenly Father, You do hold our world. You knit us together before we were even born, and You know every cell in our body, and we are asking You now to put everything right.
You hold my every moment. You calm my raging seas. You walk with me through fire and heal all my disease. I trust
I believe.
I believe You're my healer, and I believe You are all I need. And I believe You're my portion, and I believe Jesus, You're all I need.
You hold my every moment.
You hold my every moment. You calm my raging sea. You walk with me. All my disease.
Jesus, nothing is impossible for you.
Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible.
Feel it rising up in you.
Nothing is impossible for you. You hold my world in your hands. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for you.
Save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven.
In Jesus' name.
Exodus 15:26. I am the Lord who heals you.
Mark 16:17. These signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover.
Fulfill your plans, Lord, for his life in Jesus' name.
John 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.
Psalms 103:3. Forgives all your iniquities. Heals all your diseases.
Lord, we know that your work is powerful and effective. And Lord, if faith would come to you this morning.
Exodus 23:25. Serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you.
I
resurrection and the life.
I believe you're my portion. I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. Jesus, you're all I need. Jesus, you're all.
Son of God shall arise with righteousness and healing in his wings. Thanksgiving. Maybe you've never thanked the Lord for all he has done for you. Maybe you've only seen what's wrong in your life. Today I pray that the Lord opens the eyes to your mind, that you see what's right. He's clothed in rainbows of living color. Of lightning, rolls of thunder. Blessing and honor, strength and glory and power be to you, the only wise King. And holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
took wonder at the mention of your name. Sweet Jesus, come now. Jesus, your name is power, breath and living water, such a marvelous mystery. And holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. To the King of Kings, you are my everything, and I will adore you. Worthy is the Lamb, Lord. Worthy is the